Ukraine has some of the feistiest independent news outlets in the former Soviet Union. It's one of the legacies of the 2004 pro-democracy Orange Revolution. But Ukrainian journalists are now complaining about censorship under the country's new pro-Russian government. Bridget McCarthy reports from Kiev.
Ukrainska Pravda is Ukraine's leading independent online newspaper. It chronicles the crimes and misdemeanors of Ukraine's political class. It's also financially stable, with some 200,000 daily readers and a steady stream of advertisers. A framed photograph of the website's boyishly handsome founder, Georgi Gangadze, sits in the office's front hallway. 10 years ago, Gangadze was kidnapped on his way home from work and murdered. His picture serves as a reminder of the bad old days, when investigative reporting could get you killed here.
I came in Ukrainska Pravda 2 weeks before Gangadze's disappearance.
That's Sergei Leshenko, Ukrainska Pravda's political reporter.
Before the recent time, I probably would have said that no, that could never happen again, but now I don't know what to say.
Because Ukraine is changing, says Leshenko, faster than anyone anticipated. During his first 100 days in office, President Viktor Yanukovych and his ruling party have marginalized the opposition, clamped down on civil protests, and tamed the media. TV news on most channels has been reformatted. Reporters have stopped providing explanations or analysis of government policies or opposing points of view. Savick Schuster is the Larry King of Ukraine. For the past 5 years, he's hosted a live 4-hour TV talk fest on Friday nights with politicians from opposing parties.
In our talk show, still, we do have a possibility to have both sides and actually try to discuss the main issues, but I'm not that certain that we are going to survive for very long. I have fears and I have doubts.
Savick Schuster used to be one of Russia's biggest TV stars until Vladimir Putin took control of the airwaves and stamped out independent broadcast media. Schuster says President Yanukovych is trying to do the same thing here. But Ukraine is not Russia, and Viktor Yanukovych is no Vladimir Putin. Yanukovych got stuck in a doorway at his inauguration. He frequently mangles words. And then there was the unfortunate incident with the wreath. During a solemn ceremony with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev last month, a gust of wind toppled a giant wreath onto President Yanukovych's bowed head. Ukrainian authorities ordered TV stations not to broadcast the footage. Most complied, but Ukrainska Pravda posted it on its website, and nearly 2 million people watched it on YouTube. The government's attempts to suppress the video also emboldened journalists to start speaking out about other examples of censorship. They started to organize.
Knowing the potential of those who are in power, I think that we are very far from the real onslaught yet.
Andriy Kulikov hosts a weekly TV talk show. He and several dozen other journalists have been holding weekly strategy sessions in an effort to stay one step ahead of the authorities. His group showed up at a recent press conference with the president wearing identical Stop Censorship t-shirts. They even gave one to Yanukovych. One of the smaller, independent TV stations has put up billboards around Kiev with a noose around a microphone. TV journalist Andriy Kulikov.
I think that what most of the people who support the Stop Censorship movement are worried about is the Russian model.
Where journalists who expose government corruption or human rights abuses have been murdered. Savick Schuster says the fact that Ukrainian journalists are speaking out and banding together is an important difference between the two countries.
Because in Russia we didn't have journalists who immediately mobilized into a movement against censorship.
One of the main problems in Russia, he says, was there was no solidarity among journalists.
Everyone was fighting for himself and everyone was saving himself.
Schuster says the campaign against censorship is really about protecting Ukraine's fledgling democracy, because with no effective political opposition, journalists have become the opposition.
It's very important because Ukraine is geographically a bridge between Europe and Russia, and we have an authoritarian Russia already, which is not about to democratize, and we don't know what is happening there, and that's very dangerous. Everything is secret.
That's not the case in Ukraine yet. For the World, I'm Brigid McCarthy in Kyiv.